This is Hans Scheil from the Finishing Well podcast. On Finishing Well, we help you make godly choices about Medicare, long-term care, and your money. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just seconds. Enjoy it. Share it. But most of all, thank you for listening and choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
Welcome to Man Talk, brought to you by TAWCMM, Talking and Walking Christian Men's Ministry, where they're devoted to breaking down the walls of race and denomination and challenging men to take their God-assigned role. Here's our hosts, Will Hardy and Roy Jones Jr., a black guy and a white guy.
Okay, which role am I playing today, Will? Am I the black guy or the white guy today?
You can be any guy you want to be today.
Okay, I'm going to be blended. How's that? Since the topic we're getting ready to get on, we need to be blended, right?
Exactly.
Because don't need to be any differentiation in brothers sitting in here today.
Exactly. Sure. And today, we want to just speak to the listener. We want to talk to you because generally Roy and I talk like back and forth to each other on certain things. But all of you out there that are listening, of course, you're familiar with the events of January 6th with the storming of the Capitol. And so we want to talk about that. And so what I did is I went out and I called it the word from the street. So I went out and basically kind of polled 200 people, 100 in the Triad area. And I asked the question, what are your thoughts regarding the recent events regarding the storming of Congress? It's just the one question. I didn't ask you if you were Democrat, Republican, saved, unsaved, young, old, rich, poor. It does not matter. And surprisingly, many of you who I approached, and of course I know most, I don't know, these were random people who I just asked. And so we asked that question, and then I formulated the responses and narrowed them down, grouped them together and narrowed them down to about 19 or 20 responses that you gave. And so we have that in front of us. And so we want to just read through the list of some of the things that you, the people in the surrounding area, talked to us about. Some of you had questions. Some of you commented, you know, about the events. So we're just going to go through and read some of these now.
Okay, Will, thank you for that lead in. What are your thoughts regarding the recent storming of Congress on January 6th? That was the question that was posed to the folks you've surveyed here. So the first response, I assume you've got this in numerical order here, the way that the responses were occurred based on the number of responses. But I don't understand why people are attacking the Republican reps to join the efforts to not certify the election, because to do so would defy the Constitution and the will of the people.
And then we had a man who said the president doesn't seem to want to take responsibility for anything, or should I say ex-president.
And then you say, it's sick of me to hear one of the protesters praising the Holocaust. So did you hear that? Of course, I haven't listened to any of this. I've listened to a little bit of stuff, just news reporting, but I haven't gone back and researched any of this. Was that an accurate statement?
That is an accurate statement. Of course, all things listed here were things that people heard on the news, saw on clips, or they had on cell phone video. So these things have been verified. All right. The next, there was a woman who responded, and she said, I don't understand why protesters turned on Lindsey Graham at the airport when he was leaving Washington, calling him a traitor. And that response, I think, was centered around the fact that Lindsey was, simply doing his job in the U.S. Senate and coming to the standpoint of to certify the election and congratulate the incoming president. So number five.
Yeah, number five said there must be more going on inside the Capitol that we don't know or we'll never know because cabinet members are resigning, jumping ship.
Yep, and so we saw that happening right there at the tail end of the administration. People started abandoning ship, and, you know, they were leaving and resigning their position. So we had a man who said, if the president pardons himself, people inside the White House suggest that this will be an admission of guilt and his critics will come after him. So that's what we had a man saying. Again, these are grouped according to various responses from people. And so we had more men who made that particular statement right there.
So it will, in this survey, is there more than one person that said this? Or this, you say there's a man that said this. Is this, was this one person that this was their response to your question?
Again, this was grouped. So the majority were men. So if you, when you see that, that's what that represents.
Right. So you're saying there were multiple men that said that.
Yes. And again, they were grouped according to their response.
Right, right. So number six, the president pardoned himself. People inside the White House suggest that this will be an admission of guilt and his critics will come after him. So, which that didn't happen, obviously. He didn't pardon himself. So that was a concern. You did this before the inauguration.
Exactly,
thing, right?
Exactly. So we had to do it in advance, obviously. So there were some things that we might see on here that, of course, are not down to the second. Because there were events that happened or things that changed
right
during that time. So we said, majority of the women said, why are people continuing to say that the election was stolen when there had been no evidence? So that, again, that was something that's an ongoing thing. All right, sir.
It appears that the president just wants people to like him, and if you don't, he will turn on you. Just like he did his supporters, telling them to come up to Congress and protest, take back their country, to later say that none of his supporters would riot like these people did. This is not right.
So that was a young couple who responded to that. And again, couples, they were multiple, and we just grouped them according to the majority. All right, number nine, we had some other couples, young couples, who responded and said, did the president really say go in and storm the Capitol? I believe the people who wanted to go in did it on their own. So that was the majority of the young couple's responses.
And then another gentleman said, the president had a poor choice of words, but I believe that this is not an impeachable offense or high crime.
So again, that was a thing that came about as a result. And another young couple said, everyone at the Capitol did not storm the inside and should not be singled out with those who did. And I think that's a very good comment, in the sense that we have a tendency to group and loop everybody in the same category, to say everybody that was out there were acted improper. You know, they were mobsters or they were rioters. And that was not the case. Same case as we saw this summer. There was only a handful of people who were out there rioting, burning stores and looting. And you had the same thing here. Individuals, there were, all of the people who were there did not storm the Capitol. They did not riot. They did not assault the police force, and et cetera.
Have you seen any monetary damages yet, Will? I haven't. I tried to look some up the other day, see what if they put a financial estimate on the damages at the Capitol or the buildings that have been damaged, or the, you know, windshields or glasses or mirrors, whatever, all has been broken.
No, I didn't. I didn't see that at all.
Cars and office buildings. So I haven't seen a dollar amount associated.
I hadn't either.
But to your point, there's not everybody's looped in. But I guess the thing that comes to mind is the stuff that went on in 2020 in terms of damages and murders and results of some of those things. There's a lot more frequency, obviously, just because of the nature of the length of time that spanned. And I think the latest estimates I saw, speaking of financial, were between $1 and $2 billion worth of damage done in 2020 to different businesses, government buildings, the whole nine yards, between $1 and $2 billion. So I was curious what this, just how this thing shaped up against one day event, how did it turn out? Mm-hmm. So, and the fact they crossed the line when they went into the Capitol, you and I have talked about this, that's, protesting was certainly what they had the right to do. Everybody has the right to do in America. and march whatever needs to be done. But when they crossed the line and went into the Capitol, that's where they broke the law. And the highest of offices in our country was violated in terms of integrity of the building, the security, and that should never have happened. And we need to call it what it is. It was wrong.
Exactly. And then we had a bunch of you that, you know, I interviewed said that all those who stormed the Capitol should be brought to justice. That's what our justice system is for.
Yeah, they should be.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Our justice system, it should do that. All right, next.
I don't understand why some talked about hanging the vice presidents. The QAnon horned hat guy left a note for Mike Pence that read, "Justice is coming."
So, again, you know, and again,
That's taking the behavior of one person and looping it, I assume is what they're saying to your point earlier. The behavior of a few should not define the purpose of the group.
And that's the ideology should be across the board, regardless of who it is. And, of course, we'll be getting to that a little later. All right, next, why did the mobsters attack police officers if they say they support police officers? That was some women who a majority of the women that I asked, some of them had that question, and so we put that on here. Why did they attack a police officers if they say we support the men in blue?
Now some of the people who arrested are now saying that the president's words inspired them to storm the Capitol. Well, what would you say if you're in custody? You know, that's certainly an easy way to say, okay, well, he made me do it.
Yes,
he made me do it.
Well, you know, a lot of us, we have a tendency, I think, to put a lot of things on the enemy and say, "Well, the devil made me do that." And we heard that saying in a jovial and passing way in sitcoms that have come across the air.
Yeah.
Okay. Then we had the majority of the men. I felt the president threw the protesters under the bus by saying that a supporter of his would not riot and do damage the way that they did on January 6th.
Yeah, that's an interesting statement because I don't know what he would have expected because he's helped to build this momentum in terms of some of the dialogue that about the inaccuracies in some of the reporting on the election. You know, there's been narrative about that, and you know, you keep fueling the engine. At some point, it's gonna start moving, and I think that's part of what happened here. Is it started to move, and got out of control really quick.
It did. So let's read that last one there.
I couldn't believe what I saw when after the rioters stormed Congress, they prayed to God for what they did.
And then finally, there is no political savior in Washington. And when we come back from the break, we're going to continue talking about this. A nation in crisis.
TAWCMM would love to have you join their community of men for breakfast every first and third Friday of every month. They have Bible discussions and fellowship after the best breakfast in town. The meeting location is at their gracious host church, First Christian Church in Kernersville, 1130 North Main Street in Kernersville. They have a hard start at 7 o'clock and a hard stop at 8 o'clock. First-time visitors eat for free. Join your hosts, Will Hardy and Roy Jones Jr., a black guy and a white guy. Affordable Chiropractic in High Point. As you might tell from their name, Affordable Chiropractic, even for the cash patient. Dr. Jeff Fricke has been caring for patients in High Point for 34 years. Physical therapy such as ultrasound and spinal decompression for disc conditions such as herniation. Comprehensive care for auto accident injury patients with no out-of-pocket expense. Remember, Affordable Chiropractic on West Lexington Avenue in High Point. Call 336-885-1987.
Welcome back to Man Talk Radio. And so we just finished up going through a lot of the questions and responses that people gave. And a lot of those were interesting, and we can comment for the rest of the broadcast on those. But I listed some of the individuals, and I just did this on my own. I listed some of the people who were arrested during that actually went into the Capitol and did damage. There was a CEO of a company, and then later he said he regret doing what he did. There was two Virginia State Troopers. There was a newly elected Virginia State Representative. There was a middle school therapy teacher. There was a Texas real estate broker. There was a retired firefighter. There was a sitting son's judge's son. There was numerous current and ex-military personnel, and then there was an active duty captain of psychological operations who also stormed. These are all people who were arrested for taking part in going into the Capitol and actually doing damage. And last but not least, we had an Olympic swimmer who was out there and stormed the Capitol. So again, the reason for that is the mentality of people who actually went inside, the rioters who actually went inside, not the protesters who were outside protesting and exercising their amendment right to do so. We're talking here about the individuals who went inside and actually did the damage. And it ranges again from a CEO all the way down to an Olympic swimmer. So if when you see this, listener, what frame of mind does it put you in if you're a born again believer? Because we're talking to you today. We're talking to the individual who is born again. And when you read this, it doesn't matter what side you are on, because we should not be taking sides. This is the point. We should not be taking political sides, period. Mm-hmm. Political, when you get down into the weeds where Satan wants you to dwell, this causes damage to you mentally. It upsets and disrupts the Spirit of God wanting to lead and guide you, because your mind has been refocused and reformatted, if you will, in that direction, which is ungodly. It's an ungodly direction.
No, you're right, Will. And I think it's important for listeners and for each of us to always hold each other in check. And you and I have had this conversation a few years back. I think it was the day of the Martin Luther King Parade. I come out and we walked the Martin Luther King Parade together in Greensboro. And then you and I went and had lunch, and we were talking about this very thing. It was maybe a year or two into the election. I guess maybe Trump's candidacy, a year or two in. We got to talking about what lens do people look through and how a person should look through. They should be looking through a biblical lens for all their decisions, for all their direction, for all their thought process, for all their beliefs. And when you try to water that down and make it fit back to a political view or to a particular side of the aisle, then you're going to do just what you're referring to. Satan's going to get a hook in you. You're going to get sidetracked. You're going to get distracted, and you're going to lose sight of what's really important. And that's what God's direction is on your life. And so having said that, you know, these things that we're talking about that are wrong, that were wrong in storming the Capitol, were wrong in all the riots last year that tore up buildings, that killed people, all those things were wrong. Period. You broke the law. You broke the law. You went beyond exercising your right. And we know there are instigators out there. We know there are instigators in Washington, D.C. We know there are instigators in a lot of these protests. But what you've got to say to yourself is this a wise decision? And does this line up with the Word of God?
Yes. And see, when you said individuals are exercising their right, we're not talking about the individuals who were rioting, because, see, their purpose was to come out and riot. Just like the purpose at the Capitol. There were individuals who were intending to go in and disrupt the whole process. But again, human nature has a tendency to put everybody within the same category. And so when we do this mentally, we again disrupt and block the Holy Spirit from speaking to us, because we're looking at this. We're listening to other people. And so these things are now taking precedence over the Spirit. Mm. Now, do we supposed to be doing that as born-again believers? Absolutely not. So, listener, if you categorize yourself politically instead of putting yourself in the body of Christ and say, I am a believer and I'm going to call sin, sin. I'm going to call out those things that are lawless. I'm going to call them out regardless of who doing them, when it's happening, where it's happening, who they are. I'm going to call sin, sin. And when you do that, then and only then will you be being led by the Spirit. Yeah. Because God hates all sin.
Amen. And you're standing on your standards, which are should be biblical standards.
Absolutely.
You're not being swayed because of a person's skin color, because of a person's political alliance, or and that means on either side of it.
Absolutely.
Whether it be supporting or objecting or denying them, you know, because of their skin color, because of their political relationship, because you're not worried about those things. Because, you know, you're loving your neighbor and you're caring for your neighbor, right? And you're serving your neighbor. So all these other things kind of go off the radar if you're doing that. This other stuff really doesn't matter. So, you know, it's a healthy discussion, Will. So let's talk about this. You know, when you reached out to me the day this happened, and I had not even been in front of the news. We're one of those couples who've elected to do away with that, you know, $1,000 a month cable bill and all that other stuff that that goes on. We're just using rabbit ears in today's time, I guess, with digital antenna, but. And we don't get very good news reception out there in the country. But point being, when you called me about this, I had no idea to what extent it happened because it was just, I think it was in process when you and I spoke that afternoon. So, you know, as I got back and did get an opportunity to pull a few things on the internet and look at what little bit of news I could gather, you know, it was quite disappointing to see that the very thing that allows people to protest and allows people to be present, that they were jeopardizing the lives of the people that are charged with upholding all those regulations and putting all the laws in place and enforcing and being representatives of the people. So that part was very disappointing. So, you know, I struggle with this whole last year and a half with all this stuff because I can't stand, and you know me, I can't stand for people to say I'm a follower of Christ and then their behavior looks different. Mm-hmm. You know, I'd rather them just say they're not a follower of Christ or just not claim it and live the way they want to live, as opposed to saying this is who I am, but yet their actions speak different than that. So, and it's funny, I don't know that one person said that on here about how they circled up and prayed. That was kind of a real contrast, was it not? You know, here you're breaking the law, and then you turn right back around, and you, if indeed, I didn't see this personally, but maybe you have, and certainly this person has seen it somewhere, that you turn around and pray, and well, what are you going to pray? You need to be praying for repentance, right? You know, just in that moment, not, you know, praying to God, hey, thanks for allowing us to break into the Capitol. So,
yeah, yes, indeed. And we can, I tell you, one of these responses we could spend a whole show on. So I put down some other bullet points. These are just things that I put down that when the people who I saw that were arrested, they hurt their family. Because if they were business owners and all of a sudden their face got out there on Facebook and YouTube, now people start not coming to your business as a result of your actions of storming the Capitol. And this is what's happening. One individual within a family, and now the whole family is suffering as a result. We had five people who lost their lives needlessly. There was a Georgia man who committed suicide over his part in storming the Capitol. All of these are in the news. One man was heard saying, stop calling this a march. Congress need to hear glass breaking and doors kicked in. And we just talked about that. Another headline said that now some that were arrested were seeking clemency. The FBI and CIA put out an APB out on a lady who took Nancy Pelosi's laptop, tried to sell it to the Russians. But since that time, she has turned herself in. And then we had Major General Paul Eaton make a statement. He was retired U.S. Army, said that the ex-president was unfit for office. General Barry McCaffrey, stated, failure of the Capitol Police for not providing sufficient and adequate protection for our policymakers. These are all men who served our country, generals, major generals. And when we hear comments like this, these comments, I believe, have a lot of credence. But I don't know to what extent the heart of that general, where his heart is when he make the statement. He's based on what he sees. But well, I'd like to know what he believes.
Yeah, so I'm curious what his comment, what the relevance of his comment says when he says the ex-president's not fit to serve.
Well,
that's one man's opinion.
Exactly.
And right, so I mean that's.
But actually, before that, there were several retired generals and admirals who made that statement.
Yeah.
So there were several. It's just not one.
Yeah. So I mean that's like anything. Will any position people are going to not like you, and mm-hmm. especially if you're doing things different than they've always been done. So I mean I'm going to play. I don't know that you're putting credence in four or five generals saying that he's not fit to serve.
No, I'm putting credence in the fact that there were a lot of people who made the statement prior to him even taking office. Even some of the individuals in the primary who was running against him made the same statement. Ted Cruz and some of the others.
That's okay. Kamala Harris called Joe Biden. I don't remember. She had some very negative things to say about him before they became running partners.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, again, people have an opinion. So I think we as brothers need to be very.
And see, it was heading in that direction. It's heading in that direction because you heard it here. Yeah. See, it's easy for anyone listener to gravitate and take that side. So.
Come back and join us next week so you can hear the rest of this conversation. It's going to get heated. Come back.
We're going to be back here again next week. See you later. Bye.
As we wrap up today's show, be assured that TAWCMM, Talking and Walking Christian Men's Ministry, is building a community of men that are Christ followers with a desire to be servant leaders in their homes, communities, churches, and work environments. Check out our website for upcoming events and regularly scheduled meetings. Drop us a note for topics that you would like to have us visit in the future. Thank you for joining us on Man Talk today. Visit us at www.tawcmm.com. Men walking the talk.
This is the Truth Network.